It looks like you guys may have a rookie, another rookie quarterback this week. How's that going for you guys this week in practice so far, you think?
I'm sorry, you repeat that?
As I say, it looks like you guys are going to have another rookie quarterback this week. How's that, how do you think that's going to go for you guys this week?
I'm hoping it goes well.
What can you tell us about John Skelton? I mean, have you gotten to know him very well? What kind of quarterback he is? And
he's a good kid. I mean, we only got to play with him just the one time that, a couple of thirds we had last week. So that's pretty much the extent of it.
What's it been like for you guys this year to have so much uncertainty at that position?
It's been difficult. It's been a real struggle. It's been hard.
Is it difficult with the season you guys have having to play out these last four games this last month?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
You're in the same position as the Broncos, you know. There's 4 weeks to go and the season's been going bad. How difficult is that to handle that and to, you know, keep being a professional, doing what you have to do?
Being a professional part is not difficult. I mean, this is my job. This is my livelihood. This is how I provide for my family. So I'm going to come to work and give it my best every single day. I'm going to play hard on Sundays because, I love the game. But it does wear on you, you know, to be considered a loser. I mean, when you're 3-9 in the last game division, it's not a good feeling, especially being a division champion the last 2 years, playing in the playoffs, deep into the postseason. So this is someplace you don't want to be, and it's just made for a really, really tough season.
Have you had a chance to watch the tape of Champ on Dwayne Bowe last week, and do you expect Champ to kind of shatter you too this week?
I don't really know what they're going to do. You know, I've watched the whole game. I've watched pretty much every game they played thus far. I mean, Champ is still playing at the same level I feel that he always has. I mean, he's an unbelievable competitor. And every time you play against me, you know exactly what kind of battle you're going to be in. It's going to be a 60-minute fight. And, it's always fun to compete against people you respect and admire.
Hey, Larry, you've got that camp that you run in Minnesota. Did you get a chance to work with Eric Decker when you were there?
Yeah, Eric came out with us, worked out with us the last 2 years. I mean, Eric's a good friend of mine, and I saw him battle back from his foot injury last year and really worked his way back into great shape, and he really works hard, man, so I always root for him to do well.
What were your thoughts of him while you worked out with him over those last couple years? Did you think he'd be a good pro?
Yeah, I really do think he's going to be a good football player. I mean, he has tremendous work ethic, kept football well. He runs good crisp routes, and I just know that once he gets his opportunity, he's going to really be a special player.